Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. Andy's here, Dan Brown's here, looking at the latest information in Tropical Storm Eta. So this is your 8 o'clock a.m. briefing on the latest information on Eta. 45-mile-an-hour winds now northeast at 13 miles an hour, moving across Florida. And you can see it here. I mean, you start looking at our forecast, moving across Florida with time. And then this afternoon, so made landfall this morning, 4 a.m., Cedar Key, and then portions of extreme southeast Georgia and also portions of the upper east coast of Florida could see some of those tropical storm force winds. But with time moving out there into the Atlantic. So by 1 a.m. Friday, well off the coast of South Carolina, but still could get some moisture in some of these areas associated with it. So still some gusty winds over Florida, still could see some of that heavy rain. But right here, this is a cold front. This right here is Eta. Remember the movement associated with Eta. And then some of these areas in the Carolinas could get some significant rainfall associated with that frontal boundary and some of that tropical moisture. So looking at the latest information, this is some of the tropical moisture that we're seeing on the actual radar. There's the center over the portions of North Florida. Most of the rainfall here off the coast into the Atlantic. But at the same time, you can see some of that moisture along that front, and that could cause some significant issues associated with flooding. We still have some high water in some areas associated with that storm surge and around Tampa Bay, up to the Suwannee River, 1 to 3 foot, still in some of these areas. Now, the good news is there's still some water, but it is falling. And just trying to look at some of the gauges to see the trends, this is a good way to look at it here. The blue line is where we're supposed to be with the daily tides. This is over at Old Port Tampa. That's that storm surge that came in. We were predicting 3 to 5 foot, and some of that actually occurred. So the good news is the water's coming down. However, be careful out there, because in some areas as we reach high tide, that could slow the rate of fall on some of that water. So there could be still some areas where water's covering the road, still could be some areas. So the good news is the water's getting out of there, but at the same time, there could be some flooded areas. So let's look at some of the other impacts associated with not just Eta, but that frontal boundary. All that moisture, portions of North Carolina, South Carolina, some of these areas are moderate risk of flash flooding. So when you have a front, it acts as a lifting mechanism. You have tropical moisture, it just squeezes out that moisture just like a sponge, and that could be a significant issue for some of these areas. So we're going to be watching that closely. Turn around, don't drown. It could be very dangerous driving. Listen for those warnings from the weather forecast offices, and you really got to be ready just in case in some of these areas. Some of the rainfall really just show how much rainfall fell and around the Tampa area. Wanted to finish up this briefing with this. Some of these areas, this is Tampa, that's the weather forecast office in Ruskin. And these pink areas, 6 to 8 inches of rainfall fell. So you still have those high tides, which makes it sometimes difficult for some of this to drain, but there are pockets with greater than 8 inches of rain estimated by the radar. So significant event, you can see how much rain fell, and you start getting into the Carolinas with that area with that moderate risk of flash flooding. Really got to watch out for those warnings. So this has been the latest information from Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Eta.